Thanks for listening to Resume on Podcast One.
If you want to make an entrance, bring the sabor with new Modelo Chelada Fresa Picante. A mouth-watering mix of authentic Mexican beer, bold strawberry flavor, and a hint of spice. With great taste bursting out of every can. So bring something sweet to your next barbecue or bring a little spice to Sunday's brunch. Bring refreshing strawberry flavor to any fiesta with new Modelo Chelada Fresa Picante. Bring the sabor. Drink responsibly. Modelo Chelada flavored beers. Imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Here at Podcast One, we love hearing from you. We read every tweet and comment you send our way. So don't miss your chance to take our summer listener survey. Just go to podcastone.com and click on the survey banner. Or go to podcastone.com/mysurvey. It only takes a few minutes, and it gives you the opportunity to make a direct impact on your favorite shows. Tell us how you really feel so we can get to know you better. We value your thoughts and participation. So check out the survey at podcastone.com/mysurvey. Or click on the survey banner on podcastone.com.
It's Water Cooler, episode number 88. You can do it, guys.
It's such the wrong video for this.
I just want to let you know that we're here.
Plus 19.
69 plus 19. It's the Water Cooler, the sideshow of Resume, where we hang out with our cool digital friends. And in... and we drink beers and enjoy each other's presence.
Chris, yes. You're trying to find your high. Yeah. Go find your low voice for this.
This, okay. And it's Water Cooler.
Yeah, there we go.
Thank you so much. And I just want to let you guys know that we believe in you.
Yes.
We believe in you. You know who else believes in you?
God.
Kalen Bean believes in you.
Kalen believes in you.
Gary believes in you.
I believe in you.
Matt believes in you.
You know it. I got your back, bro. I'm right fucking here behind you.
We're right here. Dawson's here. He believes in you.
I believe in you, man.
We believe.
And woman.
In you, man, woman.
Respect a woman.
That's right, though. It is a water cooler.
It is.
Thank you so much for tuning in. A couple of announcements before we get started with this week's episode. First off, Friday, Lake Arrowhead. You guys got some music coming your way. That is at the Tudor House.
That's right.
Mike Dawson, the Smoking Kills, is playing. So Friday night, no
playing,
other way.
Playing with a great band who keeps changing their band name. And I'm going to get to the bottom of why do they keep doing this. I'm going to find it out. But now they're called Ha Ha Halfway. And they used to be called Halfway. And before that, they were called Halfway Decent. But now they're seriously called Ha Ha Halfway.
All right.
And yeah. I like it. But... it just keeps changing. It's going to be interesting.
They're
like killer. They're a killer band.
They like the alliteration, which I like. Mm-hmm. And they like the letter H. They want to start with HA, so I'm cool with that. All right, so and that's like Arrowhead. Dawson's doing a little back-to-back this weekend because he'll also be at D. Piazza's in Long Beach with my band Loxy and some comedy from Matt Edgar.
That was one of the greatest nights in the history of my life when we played there.
It's a good one.
Yeah, you don't even need to say the history of your life.
I did because it sounds like an 80s movie. That's what I was
true.
Going for.
And, I guess the history of your life probably includes, like, your conception.
That's true.
And like, every
that part. Night sucked.
That night wasn't so great. Tell me about it. And that is at DPOS. Also, if you're looking to get some Corolla drinks, Mangria, or anything off their website, you get 25% off with a flat rate of $10 shipping if you use a promo code LOXI, LAXI. So
yes.
Please do that.
And the Endless Rant will be served at both locations this weekend.
Yeah, so we shall drink the night away. Also, just a reminder, check out the main show of Resume, Brian Sacca, Amy Joseph's coming on.
What is this?
Dave Tamashek, resume. That's actually what people subscribe to, and then they just get this as a little bonus side show.
That's weird. I never heard of it.
Yeah. This is why no one listens to the show, Chris.
Everybody listens to this show.
Chris, keep this up, and I'll tweet out the fucking numbers.
I know what you're talking about. The numbers aren't nothing.
No, it's weird. I never knew he had another show.
Yeah, dude. It's like really, really popular. Like a lot of people. I was like,
you see?
50% as many people as this show.
Yeah, even more. So, yeah, please check those shows out. Dave Damashek will be on it, guys. That's exciting.
Have you recorded that yet?
We are scheduling. I think we're recording it next weekend.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm excited. So you're
coming in.
You're promoting work you haven't even done yet.
Oh, yeah.
On this show that apparently is a big show.
Doing air quotes.
I saw it. You didn't have to let that.
There's a lot of people who
didn't
see it.
Thanks, Kalen.
Kalen at the assist.
Yeah, we got a lot of show today. Matt is a Shay, which I'm excited about as usual.
It's a Shay part deux.
Mm-hmm. Well, it could be. Yeah, I guess we'll do that. Sure. Yeah, part deux. Let's do
okay.
it.
Okay. I thought it was going to be the other thing.
Yeah, I'll say that.
Well, then why don't we do it, Shay, the other thing?
Let's do the other thing.
All right, we'll do the other thing.
Let's do both.
Other thing.
Double Shay.
We got to keep this one short.
Man, you guys really want those numbers to go up, huh? Double Shay. All right, I understand.
The big guns.
Are you flicking, Kalen?
I can.
Yeah, you can. All right, so yeah, we got a lot to talk about.
We do Tech Talk, too. Isn't there like some Apple shit coming out?
Yeah, but I mean, I can speculate, or we can just wait till next week, and I can report on what actually.
Oh, so
was
next
announced.
Week we'll actually we have
that's
an good actual idea. Report.
Yeah, let's do that.
Next Tuesday is the event. So if we record Tuesday or after next week, I'll do the.
All right, let's
full
let's
run
do
now.
It. We'll make a date out of it.
We do full Tech Talk. We're talking like 20 minutes, 25.
It's all Apple,
maybe 30.
So all
we'll
you
go,
people who hate
we'll just
that,
go Tech
just get
Talk
ready.
The whole show.
All right, I'll be ready.
All right.
No, I have an iPhone.
Break out your.
I'm with it.
Break out your laptop and take a picture.
I do. Yeah, I use the Windows service, and I love it. All right. I haven't seen you guys in a while. We had a long weekend, Labor Day weekend.
Yeah.
I actually did see Gary.
I saw you.
Yeah, Gary and I saw each other. I don't mean a name drop or anything, but Gary and I went to a very high-profile celebrity's birthday.
Oh, yeah?
Nice, man.
Yeah. Dr. Drew. It was Dr. Drew's birthday.
Like, no one's going to ask.
Does anybody want to know? We went to a Dr. Drew's birthday, and it was nice. It was a very...
Is that his beautiful home?
His beautiful home. We went to his house. That was my first time there.
Mine too.
What's his house like? Has he got a pool?
Yeah, he does. Oh. He's got sunny in Italia. Promptly showed up. Sweet. What?
Has he got a pond?
I didn't see a pond, but there's a significant water feature associated with the pool.
Did you think that the pool house was haunted?
No, and I've seen that. I know. I'm aware of that Hollywood Medium episode. No, I did not think it was.
What happened?
But I got it. I have no idea.
I'm
aware it exists.
I think
Susan
has claimed that their pool house is haunted. So I just wanted someone was actually on the ground to debunk it.
Yeah, but correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't Susan also set up a camera because she thought that the ghost was stealing, like, bananas or something, and then it turned out to be a rat or, like, some forms?
The jury's still out on that. We don't know. Could have been a ghost rat.
Yeah.
I thought it was.
It could have absolutely been a ghost rat. There was no color in that video, so I didn't know what color that rat was.
Chris, did
what
you,
if it was black and white?
Did you take a walk through the pool house that they just remodeled?
I sure did. I even took a walk through their bathroom.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Did you leave a little something behind?
No, I just peed.
That's what I like to do.
Yeah.
And people like building
this
new house.
For you.
Leave
as soon
a little
as
something
I walk
behind.
In there, I go, yeah, I'm going to take a crap really quick. Hang on.
Oh, God. Yeah, you're never coming over.
It's a fun game.
Dawson, you know the invitation I gave you?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to need that back.
I disagree.
I already took a crap at your party.
Do you guys get freaked out by ghosts and stuff like that?
Sure don't.
Sure
no.
Man.
No?
I've had, yeah, I've, yeah, I,
no,
yes.
Kalen?
No.
Kalen believes in aliens, but he doesn't believe in ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
That's because his dad was in
aliens.
Well, I do.
He saw
his
it.
His dad lived it.
Damn right.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I believe in him or not. I still.
Ghost stories.
I err on the side of caution.
I got one.
I think when we got to save the ghost story talk for like
Halloween. We'll do a
Halloween. We got to do some ghost
stories.
Story
nice. No problem.
Lucky for us, that's now, right, too. Gary?
No.
Hmm?
I said, lucky for us, Halloween is just around the corner, right? Gary was complaining to me how he's already seeing Halloween decorations.
Oh, yeah.
Which I'm fine with.
I was
with.
Seeing them in August, though.
What other decorations should there be right now?
There shouldn't be decorations.
It's just.
Just calm down.
It's just no, it should all be about back to school. I can handle
I
back
think
to school. Back
they're
to
school.
Yeah,
that's school.
Seasonal, that's fine.
I think
yeah.
they are in school, but come on, just do what you do in April, which is nothing for like a few weeks.
Easter is April.
Okay, whatever. There are months where there's nothing, though, right?
No, St. Patrick's Day in March.
Yeah, it's March.
I'm telling you, bro, it's pretty much every month.
We don't need... All right, I just feel like it's a little bit over.
I'm with you.
I feel you, man.
This is a period where there's nothing. Let it
Halloween
be
Halloween is Matt's favorite day, though. You're trying to take some precious weeks away from him.
But I'm saying I'm
probably
October
favorite
1st.
Yeah,
October
even Matt
first
has the decency to wait until October 1st to start his fucking month-long movie marathon or whatever it is he does.
Spectacular.
Yeah. Do you know what you're going to be already?
No, not yet.
You haven't even thought about it?
I've thought about it, but I haven't made any decisions yet.
Come on, it's early September. We should know.
I was thinking about it the other day, and what I came up with, I'm pretty sure I was in the past 5 years, but I can't remember. Did I go as what the Crocs call me?
I think you might have, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
It's a good inside joke.
We got some time.
Yeah, I just feel like, you know, there's a lot of pressing issues in the news right now. I just haven't really been thinking too much about my Halloween costume.
I thought you were going to say you're basing it off of something political.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. There's some terrible costumes I'm already thinking of that I don't even say aloud because it's too soon. Halloween is just around the corner. I don't believe in ghosts. I don't think I do, but I always am worried just in case, so I act accordingly.
You don't want to offend the ghosts
just in case. I find out in the afterlife, I can hang out on Earth and just chill.
Yeah.
And watch people do stuff. And if people are watching me, dead people, then I want to make sure that they...
That they're getting a show?
Yeah, they're getting a show. And I'm respectful. I want to make sure I'm respectful.
What does that look like? How does that manifest itself in your day-to-day life?
Like, I always say please and thank you under my breath.
Do it in a Scottish accent.
Like, okay, I'm driving, and...
Scottish people sound a lot like Scottish. Filipino people. No,
I'm just trying to figure it out.
So I'm driving in my kilt, and I look out the window, and the light turns green, so I say thank you, and I continue driving.
That's awesome.
What accent was I?
The Scottish.
And that's what the ghost is.
You
say so.
And that's what you're going to do as a ghost?
Yeah. I just chill. So anyway.
In your world, the ghosts are just cars. Always watching.
I sure am. How am I going to get around?
Oh, Jesus. Well, maybe you're ethereal.
You could probably just fly.
You'd probably just fly. Or
probably.
Oh, so you guys do know about ghosts. You guys have seen them then. You do believe in them. I don't know how they get around.
I don't not believe in them. So
I don't know how they get around. So Susan, I've done the psychic thing. I've went on our psychic show, and I felt dirty.
Most of us have, right?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I dragged every single one of you onto that show.
Matt used to produce it.
Matt
used to produce it, and you know, he'd say, and Gina was the co-host.
That's right.
It was back in the day, and they
calling
did it in
out.
This very room. They brought a psychic in, and they had me sit in there while the psychic proceeded to tell me everything he knew about me, and it was weird because he actually got a lot right, but I felt like he was having me just guide him, and then he kind of just caught little nuances.
Yeah, see, I wasn't playing that game, so what it turned into was after about 10 minutes, this guy just started like asking me questions, and he was just straight up wrong, and I would just say no, and I wouldn't give anything else. Mm-hmm. And by the end of it, he was very frustrated, and then when I came out, the person who came here with him kept interrogating me off the air, and then determined that I had lied because I said I hadn't been to Paris, but I had been to Vegas, and I had been close to the Paris.
Oh,
yeah, okay.
So they knew that.
That's like Scientology, though. If you're watching the Leah Remini thing, they said that once you get to – if you don't get to, like, the big level, well, that's because you're just fucked up.
Right.
It just doesn't work for you.
Yeah,
and you're a suppressive person. You're out of here.
Yeah.
And that's the same thing that they were doing.
No,
it's your fault, Gary.
Yeah, it is.
It's a guide. Watch. I'll do Matt right now. I'll be the psychic.
Cool.
All right, Matt. I'm seeing something. The number three. What does the number three mean anything to you?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. What is it? What is it?
You want me to literally tell you exactly what it means?
Yeah. What does it mean?
I was just thinking of like the three-eyed raven.
That's right. Three-eyed raven and birds. Birds. You like birds? Does anyone else in your family like birds? Does anyone in your family look like a bird? Your sister looks
Sweet
like
deep.
A bird. So it's like stuff like that where he forces you to answer weird questions. See, I can be a psychic. I basically just read Matt's.
That was pretty good because Matt.
Did you guys just hear that psychic
ring,
Christy? He's fucking psychic.
Yeah, your sister is sweet. Yep.
You leave her out of this.
That's what I've determined. Secret older sister that you haven't told us about.
But anyway, Yeah, so they weighed me out. Hypnotism, though, I still don't understand that. I believe it because I.
Yeah, I've seen it happen.
I see it at the fair. I saw my friend got hypnotized at the fair.
Drew got hypnotized on his podcast.
I remember we had a hypnotist on the Corolla show, and we had to edit it out because we were worried. Even he said,
"Yeah, that he emailed us and said that we had to bleep it because there was a fear that people would fucking pass out while driving."
Right?
Yeah,
and that's legit.
I was at a party in high school where one of the kids' moms was a hypnotherapist, so he had sat in on his mom's sessions or knew how to hypnotize people, and as a party trick, decided to hypnotize one of the kids, one of the other people at the party, and he got the kid to open some door in his brain that he should not have done.
Oh,
and this kid started freaking the fuck out and having like a complete mental breakdown. And then the kid who did the hypnotizing had to call his mom, and his mom had to like come over at like 2 a.m. and take this kid into the other room and like get him to close the door in his mind again.
There's a book.
That's, I swear that happened.
That's fucking.
That
there's a book
so
by
freaky.
Dean Koontz called False Memory. It is graphic and fucking hardcore, but it's essentially about a dude who really fucking opens those doors.
Dean Koontz, by the way.
And really fucks with you.
Dean Koontz, amazing author, rich as fuck, and has a giant house in Newport Beach, has like fucking 6 safe rooms.
You need 6 for.
He's fucking paranoid as shit.
For safe rooms.
But then he also has like a ballroom capable of hosting like 300 person parties. So it's like, which is it, bro?
Dude, I love him, man. He's my favorite author.
He's
but that book, it's
author.
Called False Memory. It's a tough read.
I bet.
It's pretty fucking graphic what this dude does.
Yeah, I love the idea of like.
He's got a pretty good looking woman as a patient.
Oh, okay. Just leave it at that.
And we'll just leave it at that.
Okay.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, then he kills her. Spoiler alert. I'm sorry. I didn't listen. Anyway, I love the idea of just like, you know how they say we only use a certain percentage of our brains, and then there's a whole other part
I've seen
that
Lucy.
When it. Yeah, exactly. Like when it gets unlocked, we get superpowers or we just access something
the
else.
Movie
like
Lucy.
That open door that Matt's talking about.
It's a whole other
Limitless
Dean Koontz book.
Also. Yeah.
Have you guys been hypnotized? Anybody?
No.
Has it ever happened to you?
I've never been successfully hypnotized. No.
Oh, you've tried though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. They usually, I've gone to parties, like everybody in the audience, they'll hypnotize everybody as they're seated, get everybody to stand up, and then they get everybody to sit down except for certain people who stay up, and you know those are the people who actually were hypnotized. I've seen people next to me, it hits them, but I don't.
Yeah.
I tried to
Randy claims that it happened to him.
Yeah, I heard that it did. I heard that it did.
No, because at the fair when my friend went up on stage and she did all these weird things because it was like, you know, every time I've seen people get hypnotized, it's for the sake of comedy. So they just make them do wacky stuff and they wake them up and you're thinking, oh, they're never like that unless they're hypnotized. So they did it to her and then she comes off the stage and now I'm just full of questions. What was it like? What do you remember? What do you see? What happened? And all she said was, oh, I just feel like I just woke up. And it just felt like everything was okay. Like everything, like I was just allowed to do whatever I wanted, and like so, whenever he told me to do, I was like, "Oh yeah, that's about right. Yeah, that's right." And
take
I,
your I top off.
Yeah, that did not happen. But I am convinced that if he would have said that, she might have done it, right? I don't know.
So apparently, you're saying hypnotists are fucking pervs.
They could be. I think they could be.
True. We all know that's true.
Are they? I don't know. It's a concept that still just baffles me. If you're a hypnotist, tweet at me. Through text, don't send a video or anything. I don't want to get hypnotized, but I would like to know.
just picture someone tweeting you a video. You'll get too sleepy.
Just get a hypnotist Chris on this bullshit other desk. Show you claim you have.
Yeah, but I do have so many questions. I'll have you guys on the main show.
Yeah, I was gonna say you should totally have a podcast where you talk to people about their jobs.
You know, the guys on the main show don't talk shit on you guys. I'm just saying.
Oh God,
I did. Get a letter from last week's controversy. We'll get back to Drew's party in just a sec, but I have this letter right in front of me that has to do with our argument, our debate last week. We did we talked about soda and Matt not putting ice in his drinks.
Yeah. Well, can we go back for a second? I heard you talk about a podcast called The Main Show. Is that like resume. A take on the Man Show?
Resume. No, resume.
It's a ripoff.
Oh, that.
Yeah, resume. Resume. Yeah. All right, guys.
I'm still not convinced that.
Yeah,
exists.
They don't talk. You were on it, Dawson. We did a great episode
from the bungalow.
Okay, so Travis wanted to write in and just share his side of everything.
I think it's just an excuse for Chris to have conversations with people because he's like not so good with the social.
Yeah, this show is just taking.
He like brings a Zoom and sets it there, but yeah. I've never heard any of these things.
So Travis writes, "Hey Chris, woof woof,
resume listener, huh?
which must have everything to do with this main show."
Thank you for getting the Cruel Digital guys together for the water cooler. Almost as good as your resume. I listened to...
Dawson, I want you to read this fucking letter. You tell me if that's made up. That sounds like some fucking bullshit.
Anyway, it says, I listen to it every week.
Is that some bullshit, Dawson?
It says, almost as good as your resume.
Oh, hey. I listen to it every week and almost feel like one of the boys. I just started a new career and have a wife and three-year-old, so I don't get to spend as much time with my friends. Hearing you guys brings me back to the good old days. And that's all we want. We're just hanging out.
I'm getting married in 4 months.
Yeah, you're doomed. You're going to have to start listening to the water cooler.
All right, sir.
I've never been shot or stabbed. All right, why continue reading the rest of this letter? Yeah, but anyway, we'll still do it.
I mean, really? You wait till the end to tell us that because now I'm totally turned
off. Yeah, we're out. But I spent 10 years working in quick service restaurants, and I think I could provide some insight on the whole ice and the soda situation.
What's a quick service restaurant?
I'm guessing
like
it's like
McDonald's.
Maybe it's fast food. I was thinking of like a short order, like diners and stuff. Like yours,
Sonic.
Maybe Sonic. unfortunately, it may ruin fountain beverages for the seeker of pleasure.
I'm fine with this. Keep going.
No surprise, water's cleaner than soda, which means ice machines are typically much cleaner. Where I work, the ice machines were emptied and deep cleaned every few months by maintenance team. Oh, there you go.
All
right. So soda fountains were a different story. Cleanliness was up to the bozos who close a restaurant at night, which that is true. I remember doing this. As far as tubing and other stuff goes, the soda fountains have much more. The soda syrup is not stored locally at the soda fountain, but in a back room in a bag that travels through tubes in the walls/floor/ceiling of the restaurant to the soda fountain where it's mixed with the water or carbon dioxide. And the only time I ever saw a tube flush with water is if someone hooked up the wrong soda, never to clean it. Which is true, yeah. Those tubes never get cleaned, and they're super long. And
that's all true.
They travel long, yeah. So you just let us know. The soda fountains have a lot of small parts that are a pain in the ass to clean. I've walked with health inspectors, and they always unscrew the nozzles and wipe to see if there's mold.
Ooh.
By the way, there's always mold in at least one nozzle, Chris. It's always in the Pepsi nozzle at lunch. But seriously, Matt's right. Displacement is a fact. And you should take it easy on the ice. Thanks for the great pod, Travis.
There you go.
Oh, I don't know if Travis really helped our argument or not, but
Travis,
thanks for writing it.
He was talking about the syrup traveling through the tubes.
He's saying that the ice will not make you sick, but the soda fountain like might.
All right.
So he's basically saying Matt's an idiot. And I agree with that. He's also saying that displacement is real, which no one disputed. But I'm willing to sacrifice a little bit of soda for some ice in there.
Absolutely.
That's my decision as an American.
Let me ask you all a question.
Matt's decision is wrong.
Probably the toughest question you've ever been asked. Have you ever in your life gotten sick from drinking a fucking soda at McDonald's?
Not that I know of.
All right. Burger King?
I don't think
so.
Jack in the Box?
I know of. Nope.
Del Taco?
No.
I think we're good.
Good thing you didn't ask about Carl's Jr. All right. So anyway, thanks for writing in. If you guys want to write in, just go to chrisloxamana.com, click the I Love Resume button and the contact page. And let me know how much you love resume. All right. Back to Drew's birthday. So the way we got invited, Gary and I, was we got text messages from Susan. That's how she invited everybody. She individually texted everybody, which I'll take that over the group. And it's so personal that you have to respond. And, you know, you feel like, oh, they really want me there. So I thought, okay, yeah, let's go. So Gary and I went. And about 2 hours before this party, I get a message from Susan. Hey, if you can Uber, I suggest you Uber. And I'm thinking, is Drew throwing a rager? Am I going to get just blackout? Wait, because usually my friends tell me, like, hey, you should probably take an Uber. Yeah.
Can we back up to a little bit before this when I got my first sex of the day? Because you and I were communicating throughout the day too. But early in the morning on the day of the party, she texted me and said, parking's going to be a nightmare. And I was on the fence as to whether to Uber or not. just because I don't like driving that far, even after having a beer or two. And there was a promo going on Lyft, so it wasn't going to be super expensive. And when she said that, I said, okay, well, I was on the fence anyways, and I'll Lyft. And she was like, from Orange County? And I was like, yeah. She was like, great, I got vodka. And I was like, whoa, all right. So then I text you, and you said that she had requested that you Uber.
Yeah. Well, yeah, she said, please Uber if you can. And I thought, oh, my God, this is going to be a party that's going on all night, and we're going to get destroyed.
Yeah, we're thinking Rager, and then Gary says that.
Yeah, Gary's like, oh, no.
Now we know it's a parking issue.
Parking is a nightmare, so.
Because there's so many people at this Rager.
I was so ready to rage at Dr. Drew's house.
I'd be like, Penske, what up? Let's do this.
Yeah.
I've seen Eyes Wide Shut. I know how rich people party.
Let's throw shit in the pool.
Yeah, that's the only way I thought Dr. Drew wanted to party. But anyway, so we go. We have a good time. Adam Carolla shows up with his lovely family. And it was kind of weird, I thought, having Adam there, because I didn't know, like, oh, should I just hang out with him and talk to him or whatever? Weirdly enough, I didn't talk to him that much. Like, we just kind of just, like, accept each other's presence there, but we didn't spend a ton of time.
He probably appreciates that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
it was very cordial. Like,
he really wanted to hang out with me. I saw it. Like, yeah. he was trying to inch his way over. Yeah. It's like, dude,
that's for sure.
I'm not on the clock.
You're probably wanted to be on that main show you keep talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, get out of here. He was already on. He's trying to get back on because that's the only way people listen now. They hear him on that show. And
no one knows about it yet.
No, everybody knows about
and
it.
Adam was on it.
Yeah, Adam was
so
on
weird.
It. Yeah, he was a guest. Man, what did this show become? But anyway, happy birthday, Dr. Drew. We had a great time. And thank you to Susan for having us and in your lovely home. Dr. Drew had...
Susan, please make those beans again.
Oh, yeah. She made baked beans. She said, oh, I got to make some kids' food. And that was like, turns out the only two things that Gary and I really stuffed our faces with was the...
Mac and cheese and the...
Baked beans baked and the mac beans. And cheese. But I didn't even know she made them. I thought the restaurant made them. And,
no, those are the two things she made.
They hit the spot. I think about Drew, his carpet... Casino carpet.
Yeah,
really.
He found he knew this guy who like built a casino and had all this extra carpet lying around. And this carpet, Drew said, "I will take it," and it did. It looked like casino carpet.
Yep.
What does that mean? Well, I don't understand why that's
super thick. It had a design on it that you wouldn't probably expect to find in someone like Drew's house.
Go to a casino and look at the carpet.
It's just, but he was at a certain point. He went. Go ahead.
I was gonna say, as far as I understand, a casino carpet is intentionally very. Curly and confusing so that when you're in the casino you get a little bit like woozy while you're walking disorientated you don't
I
know where the
it
exit
has something
is.
To do with like cigarette ash and
you add
it does feel
and beer getting out of carpet English more English. Easily or something like that
you heard it wrong half the time
I think all the patterns hide the stains and Drew said you could vomit on my carpet and nobody would know
he's like he said it was super
right,
super
buddy, let's give that a try
well I got the Uber sir so sure.
Am I cool? You're not going to put me in some kind of rehab? Or
actually, what I did since I live so far is I drove there and then parked at the bottom of his neighborhood and Ubered to his house.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
And then took my Uber down. I'm still waiting for my $3.
Yeah, I drove Uber. There, too, but I just drove around the building a few times and stalked him with the duct tape and zip ties in the back.
Yeah. That's also an option as well. That's when the party got really weird. also, speaking of really, really not weird, hey, give me an accent, Dawson. Because he wants to tell you about ZipRecruiter, this guy.
All right. Let's see.
Lithuanian.
We'll do really Lithuanian, general Eastern European.
What does it sound like?
Yeah.
That's half the fun.
No, it's not. Give me...
Guatemalan.
Hello, man. I'm on the island.
It's Jamaica.
Wait, Guatemalans are islanders, right? No, they're not.
Definitely,
damn it.
That's a dumb one.
I had a friend
Canadian,
that's Guatemalan.
Canadian.
Oh, I think of Guam. Is Guam the same?
Guam is an island.
Canadians, and you can lean a little Eskimo if you want.
Canadian. Well, lucky for you guys, are you hiring?
Irish.
Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Well, with ZipRecruiter, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites with just one click.
Yeah.
Yeah, so no need to hang out with those puck daddies. Their powerful technology matches the right people you want for your job, no matter what job you're looking for. Maybe somebody to look over the forest.
Or maybe somebody to play hockey with.
Play some hockey and drink some moose drool, yeah? That's why ZipRecruiter is different. Unlike other job sites, ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them, yeah?
It's moose piss, by the way, not moose drool. drooled.
Oh, well, this is a live read, so we got to be a little more clean. In fact, 80% of employees who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within one day, yeah?
Oh, yeah. My friend Stosh in Montreal, he used ZipRecruiter.
That's right. That's why no matter what country, and whether it's Canada or even the United States, which is also a great country, you can go to ZipRecruiter and today and post your jobs for find the best candidates. So find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by businesses of all sizes to find the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. Yeah, today. And right now, listeners of Resume or the Sideshow, the Small Sideshow Water Cooler, can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/interview. That's right, ZipRecruiter.com/interview. Hey, one more time, try it for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/interview. And that is how
that
they
was
do
lovely.
Read in
I mean,
Canada.
That was really lovely.
Yeah.
You sound like a Scottish guy in Canada.
I don't know about that. It sounds like a Scottish ghost driving around. Matt.
Yeah, what up?
You had me all hot and bothered when you told me about a upcoming Chez Fond du Lac.
Oh, that's right.
And I want to hear it before we get out of here.
Sure. Does someone want to ask me something?
I think we got, we're all wondering.
What's on the menu?
Yeah!
Woo! Well, citizens of Southern California, rejoice! The L.A. County Fair has returned.
I already heard this one.
I know. I did a whole L.A. County Fair thing
last year. I thought you
were
going to do
part
two.
No, I just talked to you about your weekend. I'm kidding. Go ahead.
Oh, okay.
Matt loves the fair. He goes every year.
Yep. I never used to go. And then my wife and I started going about, I don't know, 5 years ago. And I go every year now. Super fun.
Wow.
But last year on...
how do you deal with that many people?
Well, he went during the heat wave,
That
sounds like a mistake.
Yeah, that is wrong. 95 at nighttime. It was crazy. It was really fun, though. I don't want to go into all the different fair foods, because I'll be honest, we just did like a greatest hits. Everything that I mentioned last year,
you ate it
we
again.
Went back and we did it again. Exactly.
We ate it again.
And this time we had the anticipation of it, too.
We don't like change up most of it every year?
We ate it again.
Yeah, it's a great title. What'd you ask, Caleb?
Is it always like the same foods every year? I figured they'd have a lot
more. No, they find
more
some new shit to deep fry.
We kind of mix. They mix things up. There's different tents and stuff. Exactly. They choose different things to deep fry. But, you know, it was like Chris knows what I'm talking about. Piccolo Pete's. Stuffed pickle place.
Oh, let me tell you what I had, Caleb.
What is that?
Let me tell you what I had.
Piccolo Pete's.
There's a whole pickle part where they take a pickle. They hollow it out.
Nice.
They hollow it out. They stuff a hot dog in it. Inside of a pickle. A big... Big Ace pickle. And then they take that pickle stuffed with a hot dog and they dip it in corn dog batter and they fry it.
Are you kidding?
Now you're talking.
Now you're fucking talking.
Put a little cheese in there while you're at it.
So when you're eating it, when you take a bite, you have
you
to
have
like
everything.
Suck. You have to inhale. So it's like every time you take a bite, it's going to drip
sound.
Out. Yeah.
So last year when we went, we discovered Piccolo Pete's because they had what Chris is describing with cheese, like stuffed with cheese. And again, if Chris wants to demonstrate the sound that you have to make when you eat it, that it was very satisfying.
Mm.
But
sounds like it.
Doesn't it, though? The one thing I did want to talk about, this was a new treat from the fair this year. I'd never seen it at the fair, and God willing, it will be there every year from now on because it was.
If you eat this,
by the way,
year
from now on,
fantastic.
The fair is the devil's fair, the devil's playground.
Chris, I know what he's about to describe. If Matt eats this every year from now on, we're going to lose him at about 37.
That's very possible, but I'll die doing
it. Even if it's just once a year, this has got to take years off your life.
All right, what is it?
It is a cotton candy ice cream sandwich. Now the cookies. Of the ice cream sandwich are replaced with, the best way to describe it is like a condensed cotton candy.
That's sticky fingers. I'm out.
Does not, for some, it's like frozen in a way where
ice cream sandwich is always
going
to leave you a sticky finger.
That's true. That's true.
The ice cream part a little sticky, but the cotton candy itself did not stick to your fingers. Vanilla ice cream in the middle. And this part sounded controversial, but I'm telling you, it was one of the best parts about it. Rolled in Fruity Pebbles.
Ugh. Okay.
Actually, there is a picture of it.
I'm pulling it up right now.
I love Fruity Pebbles.
So this thing was, I'll just show you the picture. I think Chris described it as the brightest food item he'd ever seen.
It looks
in his
like
life.
They pulled it straight out of Candyland.
Oh, right. Come on. Come on.
We added nothing. So, guys.
Is that blue? Is like the
it's like the cotton candy. Like, it's like blue, blue cotton candy. Oh, pink, oh,
just really compressed.
Wow. Well, you said instead of the chocolate chips, that looks like it's like the whole cookie.
That looks like fucking nuclear Simpsons food.
It was.
It looks
like
Simpsons food, and that's why he likes it.
It's a whole cotton candy compressed, and then ice cream, and then another cotton candy compressed. Those are the buns, like around
yes,
the ice cream.
Exactly. Wow. And please post this picture on ChrisLoxman.com because it's.
Apologize for your
keyboard. I know Kayla doesn't like sweet stuff.
If it was chocolate and wrapped in Cocoa Puffs, I might go for it.
I'm just saying, I give them an A for creativity. I give an A for presentation. And A plus on the actual just taste experience.
It tasted good.
It was incredible. It had every part of the food I've discussed. You get to experience that taste and texture. You wouldn't know that it all goes together, but it does.
What was the second best thing that you had?
Second best thing that I had.
I don't care if it's a repeat of last year.
Let's see. Probably that pickle that was just described.
No. Cheese, can't be a repeat of this show.
Let me tell you another thing I had this pickle place.
Different one.
No, that's good.
I'm not satiated yet. I need one more food.
Let me give you one that I had.
Go ahead, Chris. This is a cochet fondue.
They took pickles. They chopped them up into little nugget pickles.
What has to do with pickles? Little pickles food?
Little bite-sized pickles.
All about the pickles,
pickles.
Here on the water cooler.
All right?
Wow.
Bite-sized
they
pickles.
Take those pickles. They wrap them in bacon. And then they dip it in corn dog batter.
I see a pattern here.
All right, so listen, the LA County Fair, part of the fun is just exploring it and deciding what you want. They have different vendors every single year, Kalen, and it's like it costs like $20 to get in. Seriously, you can bring drink, walk all over the place with the booze.
How long does this shit last, you know?
The alcohol buzz?
No, the LA County Fair.
The fair goes till the end of the month. I think like 23rd, 24th.
Your segment.
Oh, end of the segment.
No. The fair. I live closer now.
End of the 21st of September?
Dude, it is super. Yeah, it's that last, second
24th,
to last weekend.
Probably.
That is exactly right. It was a blast. I love going there. And
do you ride the rides?
What we did this year for the first time was a little sky ride thing. Just a very simple.
Like a ski lift?
Exactly.
Oh, I've seen that.
We waited till the end of the night and got to go over all the fair games and stuff with all the lights and all the coasters and stuff. I got video of it. It was outstanding.
Be honest. Including food and everything, what does a night at the fair cost? Like $60 a
for
person?
For me and my wife, we ate and drank the entire time that we were there. With ticket, with parking, I think the entire night was like $200, so $100 a person.
All right.
And we drank an insane amount of alcohol and ate insane food.
All right. That's not
I
that
still want one more food. I'm still not satiated.
God damn it. Well, just have to wait till next week because for right now.
I would imagine this,
another
Dawson,
part two coming.
A pickle.
What's on the menu?
Yeah!
Was really fantastic.
Oh man, my mouth's
some of your best
I'm
work.
Starving
really
right now. So,
research.
Kalen, let's move your flicking the bean to next week.
Okay.
We'll tease it. What is it going to be?
I was going to do Narco season 3, but who knows? Maybe I'll rather do something else next week if I watch something better.
Don't tease like
no, I like that. I like that. You can't mess with the bean scale.
Do Narco season 3.
No, it's
now
arbitrary.
You've given people a week
spontaneous
to catch up.
I didn't say I was going to tease anything. I said I was going to do it. You said tease something, and I'm teasing maybe something else.
Tease what you were going to do.
Well,
Chris,
I don't
know.
I don't need to tease it. That was what I was going to do. I don't know. That's going to be next week, though.
Keep talking about it.
Yeah,
but here in the water cooler,
this is my scale.
You don't know
bean
how to operate it, all right?
Rules the scale.
Damn it!
Jesus, you know you can do that flip flop and flammy stuff on your own main show.
There you go. Yeah.
But here we got rules and standards.
I'm not a big fan of the turmoil that's come. I know you guys are jealous, but you know I'm just saying
jealous.
It's only going one way here. Yeah. Anyway, so next
hashtag
week.
Tweet the numbers.
I'm on episode 3.
I get people barking at me at shows, not telling me they like resume.
I'm on episode 3. You guys are really hurting the other show by doing this. I hope you're aware of that. I didn't want to battle.
Hey,
I don't
man,
like
any
this.
Press is good press.
Is it though?
Right, I love resume. Never happened.
Oh come on. I am on episode 3 of Narcos. So how about this? Everybody, this week. Watch Narcos. Or at least just, and then everybody.
It's a tough order because you've got to read and watch TV at the same time.
It is.
And Matt hasn't even started season one.
I don't have those kind
so.
Of minutes in the day.
Yeah, you can't multitask with this show. You have to pay attention. I tried doing it today. Matt caught me trying to watch it on my computer. I got through about 5 minutes before I just had to turn it off because there was no way I could pay attention to that show and do my work.
Yeah. Wait, well, with the Chapo show, remember I had that problem where it was all in English and I knew it shouldn't be?
Mm-hmm.
So we might be able to just switch it.
Nah, I don't think you can.
Can't do that. Don't dub that. Yeah,
don't do that.
You don't want to do that. Yeah, the acting is so good if it's in its own language, I think. So, but tweet your predictions of where you think it will rank on the Bean Scale. And send them to send them to Kalen. Send them to Kalen
via Mike Dawson.
At Dos Angeles. Just tweet them to Kalen at Dos Angeles. And yeah, we'll see. If somebody gets it right, then we'll give them a shout out on the sideshow. And we'll have some fun. So
how many podcasts do you have? What is the sideshow you keep talking about?
All right now. Anyway, so yeah, we got that. And also we'll watch Mike Dawson made a music video.
We don't have to watch it now if you guys want to get out of here. But
we'll watch it at the end. Yeah, we'll play.
This is what
we'll
I did on Labor Day weekend.
Yeah, and so we'll get into that in a sec. But let's get our plugs in, and then we'll go out to Mike Dawson's the fruit of his labor during Labor Day weekend.
Yes, absolutely. Let's make sure that we don't make everyone stick around for it to watch.
People will watch it, and I'll post it at chrislockswine.com too. We can embed that that video on there too. Now, Kalen,
yo,
you good? How's everything?
I'm good.
You good?
It's going good. It's going
yeah.
well.
What do you suggest people? What do you suggest people check out this week?
Watch Rick and Morty.
Watch Rick and Morty. Wow, he changed his whole persona just for the show. Actually,
I'm crazy. More passionate about telling people to watch the show than I am to have them do nothing else.
It's on Hulu. I watched the first three episodes, and I had to I had to text Kalen that I love the show. I love it. All caps. I love Rick and Morty. And he was pleased as punch. So yeah, I'm glad I was able to do that.
Thanks for giving it a try.
Thanks for recommending
Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for plugging it. Yeah. He's looking at everybody else, though.
They're not looking at me, though.
I just want to let you know.
Their eyes are away from mine.
I actually did. I started watching some of it.
Oh, yeah?
I got through 5 minutes of it, and then something came up, and I couldn't. I tried. I made the effort.
To be continued. Okay, all right. Good enough.
All right. Well, check that out. And all right, Gary.
I'd like to plug Susan's Baked Beans and thank the Pinskys for having us.
Thank you, Susan's Beans.
Please send me the recipe for those beans.
Yeah.
I want them.
And if you guys have good baked beans, send it to the address at chrislocksmana.com. We will try your baked beans. Try and top them. Or just send any sort of food. Pickles, deep fried, whatever.
any food, really.
Yeah, oysters.
What we really need is a deep fryer.
Oh, man.
The things I would
do
with
that.
Do you
know the mess? Do you understand the mess that goes with that? Believe me, we don't want a deep fryer here.
Oh, the things I would do with a deep fryer.
It's all for content, Dawson. It's all for
content. Matt would know. Remember when Mo turned his restaurant into like a family restaurant?
Yeah.
And they dipped the whole tray with the Coke bottle or the beer bottle into the deep fryer, and the guy just takes the top part of the beer bottle, like breaks it off and just tosses it in his mouth and chews it. I think about that all the time and how delicious that looked. Like I would deep fry anything and eat it.
It'd
so.
Be pretty amazing.
Yeah. Challenges out there. Matt, where can we go for you?
You can follow me on Twitter at Matt Fondelier. There you go.
We will.
That's a good one.
We will do that.
And I just want to say, if you're listening to this show, you have a responsibility to get one other person hooked on it.
Yeah. Let's all listen together.
It's obviously a little difficult to find the show because of the way that it's listed, but you listen to the show so you know how to get it, and you need to sit down one of your friends and get them to listen to it.
Yeah.
There you go.
Nice.
So, yeah, please do that. And, yeah, and we'll if you have any more debates or anything that, you know, you want us to address, just feel free to email us, and we will read it. Dawson, where can we go for you?
You know, we have a friend, Marshall Hote, who has a 3D imaging company in San Diego, and he was here today taking some 3D footage of it. Do you know the name of his company offhand?
It's like SD3D.
It's really odd. They can make you an action figure.
It's 3D imaging and 3D printing. So basically, they can create something physical out of just scanning another physical object.
The company is called SD3D, Automat 3D Manufacturing. They can make anything you want. Marshall Hurd, good friend of ours.
Good dude. There's some funny pictures coming.
The website is sd3d.com. So check it out.
Anything you want.
Dude, we should
think about it.
We should get our action figures and then deep fry them. Do a taste test.
Oh, shit. Who with tastes a pickle. The best?
Put it in a pickle.
Yeah. And for me, please come out to the shows. Check out Resume. And oh, and the Koi Pond, too. Kayla and I had some fun recording that one with Michael Yeo this week. So
it's back.
Yeah, it's back. It's great. And
he'll be back on the Corolla show soon. Stop tweeting me.
All right. So until then, this has been Water Cooler, episode number 88. We'll see you for episode 89. I don't know now.
Plus 20?
Yeah.
We got to do it.
Nice
plus
round
20.
Number.
Oh, yeah, it is a nice round number. 69 plus 20. Next week, we love you.
I left a small town with a large tax base, headed down south, way past LA till I was close enough to Mexico, as close as I could get. And I know I'm going somewhere, but I ain't been there yet. I drive my pickup truck on down the highway, everything I own in the bed behind me, and I'm only going 55, but I don't care, 'cause I knew what I did when I get there. To look the same, just another Southern California, and the only difference here is nobody knows my name. Don't care where I come from, but I don't give a shit. I ain't about to tell them you can call me the breeze. I'm about to blow away. I'm going to find myself another sunny Southern CA.
Nice.
Woo! Mike Dodson, the smoke kills.